You cricket guys are weird.
No, this is just normal things, dude.
What other sport goes, no, look, rubbing my nuts in front of you is a part of the game.
I'm allowed fuck you. To do it.
Yeah, you now can't tell me. There. It's a part of the game. Watch. Mm. Watch this.
Yeah. And now I'm going to throw it at
you. Yeah. I'm going to rub my nuts with it, spit on it, and then throw it at you.
And then stop it with the little match you got. Yeah. It's coming at you.
Yeah. That's cricket.
Yeah, like I could ever pitch it up to get up around the head.
Yeah.
Hardy ha. Maybe if one of me shitty no spin off spin is too high and they just
slips out the back of the hand. He's tried the variation, the no bounce.
It turned into a googly. I did it once. I got this dude, he was batting and it came through and it just I don't know, Jesse walked up to me and he was like, pitch it up, like give it some, you know, give it some head. Like I like, you know, like, you know. I was like, alright, cool, I'll put some loop on it. So I run it in and like I bowled it.
And it went for six buys. I've never seen it.
It was so much loop that it went, and I went, oh no, that's too early. And it fell out of my hands early and the guy was standing there and he had to duck and it flew right at his head and hit the stumps. In like one shot, it was like, ooh, and he went, oh shit.
Yeah, I can't give it.
Bang. And they were like, oh, and I was like, no, not out. And it was just after Phil Hughes died. So, like, I accidentally bowled it at this dude's head, and he wasn't wearing a helmet for some reason, because he was like, I'm on 100, I don't give a fuck. So, he wasn't, you know, worried about me, but then
I would have fucking taken that wicket, man.
Yeah.
I would have put pressure on the ump.
My head's like...
if it hit the stumps, mate, it can't have been above the head. Right? Yeah.
That's basically where I was coming from. Half of me was like, Luke, just let it go. It's a social cricket game. You don't need this that much in your life.
No, I do. You don't know me, Steve. Yeah. I need this.
Cricket. Bats.
Balls.
Sporting woods.
And then make like a bang.
Welcome to Sporting Woods finale, season 2, episode 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Couple of clinkies. Here it is. Yeah, finale. There it is. Well done. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, we did stuff. It. We did it, guys.
Here we are.
You've come all the way.
Well, yeah, it's not the end. It's just the beginning of the end of the beginning. So we're going to be back, but this is the end of the beginning. So thanks for sticking around and welcome.
Yeah, after that.
Second inning, last ball.
Well, though, yeah, we're in our final ball. The final ball of the over.
That's true.
It's good.
Episode title.
What's the person going to do? Yeah,
Sporting Woods, final ball.
That's final it. Ball.
The final ball.
That's it.
It sounds
that's
like you're sitting waiting for the Powerball.
So I guess the first thing we talk about is the Test Series against West Indies being an absolute fizzer, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think the West Indies are going to be invited back.
No, not until they can.
Anytime.
They'll be like, guys, come on. So, shit out,
lift their stuff. But on a positive note, the Big Bash is bringing domestic cricket back to...
It's amazing, isn't it?
The public, yeah, it's really good. It's wonderful to have seen, 80,000 and
80 plus
Adelaide
and the MCG
stacking out every night, like 50 or whatever. And
it's special stuff. It's allowing people to enjoy cricket like they would a game of football.
Yeah.
You know, at night and stuff. And because they're making it very family friendly, they're making them relatively cheap. It's getting people in the door.
$65.
Oh, the ones the ones downstairs that we went to, they were $22.
Yeah,
So we've been, I mean, like, what can we say? We went to the Big Bash game. Yeah, I'm not going to pay $65 to go see a fucking... I want a whole day of cricket, all right? If I'm paying $65, I'm sitting up in the bloody tier 22 waiting for Cow Corner and watching a day of cricket.
Well, I think domestic cricket, it's cool for those younger guys. Like that Travis Head innings was awesome. For a guy like him amazing. To be able to play in innings like that in front of 50,000.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I want to talk about the first Sporting Woods outing that we went and did a field trip. We've never done that before. That was a big...
That was a big time. It was a good time, wasn't it?
Yes.
We had fun.
It was interesting. It was. I enjoyed... My favorite part was the third degree burns that I was getting. They were fucking pretty cool.
Oh!
Yeah, the best things about...
The best
going to cricket
bit?
Is when the furnace is like, what's up with that? I don't.
That was how long have there been flamethrowers?
Yeah, part of the. Cricket? I don't know.
And how come it has been 2 seasons, 5 episodes before we've talked about them?
Mm.
Well, it's bizarre.
You're trying to find out how to make friggin' cricket appeal to me. Item one with a bullet should be, if you go to the game, there's like 8 flamethrowers near your seat.
They need that,
And
the
I would have been like, oh, cricket, oh.
Yeah, it was, I had a lot of that from the Reddit threads, if you're listening, whichever one of you it was like, oh, what did he say? I put up there that it was really hot. I was like, oh, God, it's hot wherever we are. And this dude was like, where I am, it's fine. And it was like, well, idiot, you're not near the fire. Like, it is hot. It was so hot. It was under the cover, down the bottom.
At the game.
At the game, yeah. And
it was insane.
It was sweaty as. And you know what the best thing was? I wore a singlet. I was so happy I was in a singlet.
So did the lady across from us.
She had the singlet on too. It was something else.
Yeah,
she should not have been wearing a singlet that went all the way down.
It was loose. It was a loose singlet, and not much under. I mean, it was risque. I'm sure that back to what we were talking about, the cameraman wouldn't be on that.
No, he wouldn't have. In fact, he might have wanted just to be like, oh my God, because I couldn't help myself. It was ridiculous.
I much more respect people's right to dress shabbily for, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, no.
I want to start having a dress code at the cricket.
No. I was in thongs and a Hawaiian shirt and a bloody singlet. I don't want anyone.
That lady probably was like, oh, we got seats near the flamethrower. Let's not overdress.
Let's make sure we oil ourselves up good so we get a nice crisp. I like crackling. All right.
I'm getting a tan. James, I'm getting a tan. We're going to the cricket.
Yeah.
I need a bat tomorrow.
Rocket Man was pretty disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what was fun, though. You getting so mad at the heat clanging thingies together that you exploded one that was good. Look, and then chipped the other one away.
It wasn't that I was mad. It was that I couldn't do it. It was like I saw a little kid over and he got his done perfectly and I'm looking at mine going, I don't know how to fucking do this. Like, it was harder than it looked. So fuck it. I just ripped it apart.
What made me the most angry was that decibel meter. You know, they have those pre-taped videos being like, oh, come on, clap as loud as you can. Oh, you hit like 65 out of like 400.
Yeah, that sucks.
Nice try, but like next time, let's go really loud. Okay, here we go. And, oh, nice, you hit 80. Yeah. Wow, cool.
And your issue with it is that you don't think there's someone up there really testing.
I don't think anybody's measuring how loud the crowd is.
You think
so you're questioning the, validity of it.
Not only that, I said to you at the game, need to do is organize some sort of campaign for everyone to be dead silent when they play that video. So they're just there, like the poor dude hitting play on it being like, well, this is happening. So like, oh, alternative video just, where it's like, oh, 2 decibels.
Up, boys. It's done. We're done here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Gabba just silent?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, 98 decibels, way to go.
In protest at a video with it. Although I protest a lot of those videos. The fact they make those players dance and do weird shit.
Like, I really actually, that was the worst. That was like, I don't even like cricket. That just ruined everything for me.
And Brett Lay took a wicket.
Look,
I'm a fan of professional wrestling. I don't want a friggin', high-fiving John Cena every time he gets like a high spot in a match.
Do you?
Like, oh, that was a great kick, and it's like a video on the back of him being like, like dancing around. That would be silly for professional wrestling.
True.
All right, that is.
They don't even have flamethrowers anymore. Just
they
quietly.
Do it in the rugby though, just quietly, like whenever like. Who? Yeah, like the Broncos. You got the Broncos. If someone scores a try, they're like, Sam Thunder. And Thunder is like, yes, got a try. And like, that's what they do. Each person gets their own. They get their own theme music and shit.
See, I don't mind theme music.
Oh my God. So theme music is okay.
Absolutely. Oh, when a guy does something, you play
No.
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying he gets to like self-indulge in himself. Just like, theme music.
I don't think the song should go, I'm Sam Thaddy. I don't think he should get a mention in the song. But if he says like, I happen to like the Red Hot Chili Peppers when Sam Thaddy scores a try, if that song happens to play, I don't mind that. Yeah.
I'm Freddie.
Like they used to do that with cricketers, and they play a song as they're like walking out. It'd be their fucking song. It was like wrestling. Yeah. I would dig the shit out of that.
Yeah, but every time you hit a six,
what do you mean? UFC fighters have songs.
Yeah, but like when you're walking out, do you know when they take
a wicket? No, not like when they take a wicket. I mean, when they're walking out.
Where the barrier is.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, we got to get the scope.
Basketballers, there's less people in it.
They do it. Basketballers do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do it.
Shoes know a lot about named sports. After themselves. Okay?
Dude, yeah, yeah. They do have shit everything.
Shoes are fine. Sportsman's
shoes
wear.
Are fine. Shoes so if I'm walking around with shoes that say Alex is the man or something like that on them, you're going to be like, nice shoes.
No, because your job isn't like being professional. On your
shoes?
Feet.
Shoes? What if it was the headphones?
Basketballers. Shoes are important to basketballers. Don't tell me that that's not the case.
Okay.
I don't know much about sport, but I know that much.
The same way that picks are important to a guitarist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were like a famous guitarist, right, you had Alex Jones picks. Yeah.
I do
like
have that? A few of my. We got Michael from 21st got me a pick puncher. So you get old. I don't have any on me.
Are you telling me I can have an Alex Jones pick?
I have about three or
incidentally,
four.
Incidentally, yes.
With using my old IDs, and you get like your face on like on a pick or like on your Medibank.
I don't want to do that on your Medibank card.
Yeah, like
Who burped into the mic? Like, you are the fucking worst when it comes to podcasting. There's like the one last one I was Bill gonna say. I was talking, and you go do this giant yawn. It's like you burped into the mic. It's like you went, hang on, I'm talking over here. And then back to it. That's ridiculous.
It's good bonding.
I've done worse.
It's the heart that sets this show apart from all the others.
We don't have any knowledge. We're just heart. That's it. And
Geek and Friends Cricket Podcast. Mm. There's no and friends here.
Yeah, who's Geek and Friends?
Sporting Woods, friendship implied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
our full title. Sporting Woods. Friendship implied.
We're not just buddies.
That's actually... Hey,
we came here to talk about cricket.
Hilarious. Friendship implied. And like sternly said. Are we friends? I don't know.
I don't know what happens outside of this.
I'm sorry, you were complaining about flamethrowers.
What I wanted to say is I've given a lot of shit to T20, but I think the fact that players are seeing that it's probably, in terms of financial success, it's probably a wiser option for
them. It's a definite viable option. Mm. And dreams do come true. Most of these guys will never get a chance in state cricket.
Yeah, but you're seeing these guys in this big bash that you're like, well, man, that guy's good, but I've never seen him. And he could be like late 20s or something like
that.
That's
it. But that's okay because these guys get a run. And not only do they get a run, they can give their knowledge to the kids who are coming through. Bloody, what's his name? The guy that played at Paris, Joel Paris.
Yeah.
He played last night and he played a couple of good cricket shots. And I was watching him and they were like, now he's in the team as a bowler, but here he goes. And
it's his catch. That catch.
Yeah, it did. Cool. It was amazing. That's what's been fun, all the catches. I just think it's like a quick little fix to get us through.
I like it. I don't mind the game because it is just limited overs.
It's just
and
baseball.
Shorter. But yeah,
baseball. I love it. It's great.
I want, if there could be some sort of way that we could give a bowler more of an incentive or more of value in the game rather than, as I was saying to Vilken Savo, it's basically like T-ball. The reason why, like cricket, you don't just go there to watch batting. Well, I don't know. I didn't. Why is Warney so revered if batting is the only thing that matters, you know? I mean, a batsman can walk all around the crease. I saw a bowler, and Ricky Ponting even blew up about it. He bowled it like over the stumps, and because the guy walked across his offside and it went down his leg side, they called it a white, but it went over like bloody leg stump.
Yeah,
you can't.
That's not on.
But how would it's like, fuck being a bowler is what I would say.
Yeah, and, exactly right. Why would you even bother? If you're going to be bowling that, but he stands this way.
But is that then
it's
good
a valid
for,
ball.
Is that then
he
good
does
for
this.
Cricket? So you need to. I think bowling should be
they
seen
do it
as more of a
all the
valuable.
Time. They change rules, so why can't they do it for the? For
well,
the
yeah, I said to I'm not sure. I think it was the one where you're in Japan, point. But I said to him to Michael that why don't you bring in a indoor cricket rule of runs are taken off for a wicket as well or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hand, one bounce.
I don't know about one hand, one bounce. It'd be intense, but one hand, one bounce.
But
would
one
be
hand,
crazy.
One bounce. You lose five runs. And then you make a wicket,
interesting.
And then it becomes like a. That's where you're trying to get your points.
Well, I just want the bowler to have more like
that's the part
sort
of
value. But I guess what I'm saying is, I don't hate Test cricket. I mean, I don't hate fucking T20.
Oh, mate.
I don't know.
Have more fun watching the test.
Well, I just don't want test cricket to die.
Me either.
It doesn't, I don't think then cricket in general will be the same. I don't think T20 cricket would be as good without test cricket. I think test cricket harnesses the skills that makes T20 so good. Mm. Without that, you're just going to have people going, I'll go out there and slap it and then I'll get out and whatever. And the Big Bash this time has been good because, these young kids are seeing that, holy shit, this is where the career lies. If I really perform here, I could be set up for life. Yeah. So you're seeing them really.
I can go play at the IPL.
Well, they're fighting and tooth and nail to get results, and it's more than just mindless hit and giggle. They're actually trying, which is why they are getting the crowds. I believe it's not the fireworks and the dances that gets the crowds.
Yeah, it's the big
quality
hits.
Of cricket.
Yeah,
the quality of cricket.
We want to see big hits, and I mean, like as you said earlier, with what Mel McLaughlin was saying about that, like the people come. Which is like, they're pitching to the wrong demographic. And so I think it's just the same with that. Like, test cricket, it doesn't appeal to everyone, but there are going to be people that can go to a game after work for $20.
But what does appeal to everyone?
Well, it's not. You're just filling another part of the market. I'm not trying to change. Yeah. I think that with test cricket, test has its place, but I think that there's a part of the market they're missing, and they would have gone, well, what can we do to fill it? It's the same with what they would have. What, you can't tell me Packer didn't think about that with ODIs. He was just like, absolutely. Here we are again. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I feel like that's the main reason why it's so like, but I get cricket every night. I can deal with that.
Yeah. And I guess that's what I've seen. I'm probably a bit of a traditionalist, but I do see this like, screw it. I like cricket. It's still the game. It's still. Yeah.
I just watch it in these days of 2020. I sit there and I go, this just feels like watching a game of baseball. Like, I'm just sitting there watching a dude pitch down at him, and the guy at the other end is just swinging
hard.
He's just swinging hard. He doesn't give a shit what's happening.
And that's all right.
And that's it. And I watch it, and I'm like, all right, fine. I'll watch this. Whatever. Yeah. You know, it's not test, but that's okay. As long as the test game has remained as solid as it should be.
Were you there when we were talking about the test World Cup?
Yes, we talked about the test World Cup. It was good.
So I think that's something that they could look for in the future. Because going into this year, I think test cricket probably needs to have a look at it now. Like, I think Australia is a place where cricket is like one of our national sports. We really love cricket. It's the summer sport. And I think we've really seen it's definitely changing. And like Ricky Ponting said the other night, it's not a bad thing that Big Bash is doing better than test cricket, the same way it wasn't a bad thing that World Series was doing better than, international or whatever, but it's still something that they've got to look at. You know, they've got to look at, well, why is it good? Well, there's a contest, there's the champion at the end.
Yeah.
You know,
I think what you would have had to have done then would have been, you know what? I bet the sneaky fuckers took West Indies this year to give BBL the ratings, because it's ridiculous that we're facing them. That I bet something happened there. I bet you.
Can you imagine if
all because they were West like, Indians fuck it, because it meant.
West Indian test team.
Exactly right. It would have been a whole different game. And on top of that,
team would be sweet,
like,
too.
There's no Englishmen in the BBL. There's no South Africans in the BBL because they're playing at the moment.
Yeah,
so true. Like, you take them out of the equation as well. It's an interesting. I don't know. It's just interesting how that comes about. But
well, what about England, South Africa?
I think it was an amazing game. I turned it on and it was like Ashley Mamla, 157 not out, and Faf du Plessis. I love Faf. I think he's
like
great.
You just like his name, don't you?
I just like his name.
Yeah.
Faf looks like the sort of guy like bloody what's his name out of Shrek. He's got like big chin. You know, Faf du Plessis, my darling.
What? His name's Francois, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I have no Faf. Idea.
But I like South African team.
Me too. I think
I think England's proven that they're probably the number one cricket team in the world.
No, I would take Australia over England if we played.
Really?
If we played together.
Okay, I had an interesting question. If Australia played England in South Africa,
it's the game we all want to see. Make that a thing. Fucking World Cup test cricket. I love it. That would be amazing. Yeah. All right, I'm on. You've got me.
You know what
all
I mean? Right, like, could have that. And the maximum
suddenly
they would
the
play
home
would be,
the home
yeah,
travel.
Goes away.
It makes nothing. Yeah. There's no difference.
And that's what I mean. Like, in a one day, sure.
Except
but
for South
conditions,
Africa.
Conditions are way more of an impact in test cricket. So if you had, like, a World Cup of test cricket in India, holy shit. Like, Sri Lanka is going to have a real good chance. Any of those subcontinent nations are going to have a way better chance over Australia or something, when in a one day or a limited overs format, anyone can go out and just hit and giggle.
I love it. All right, Sporting Woods. I don't know about you, Michael, but like I feel
we've
like
made an executive.
The cricket, decision has been made.
Cricket, listen to us. We've got it. We've got a message for you.
Hold on, I'll just get Cricket on the line.
Get Cricket, Michael, get Cricket. Make it happen.
Get Cricket on online too, would you please? Domino's online one.
But yeah, that's what I reckon. I don't think it'll happen in the next 5 years, but I think if the right kind of people, obviously not us, but actual people who have a say, get that idea. I think it could be cool. And I think it could be cool.
Dreams come true.
T20, you're all right. I'm probably going to watch it tonight. I don't know who's on, but I'll watch it.
It'll be watched. Anyway, what else you got?
Well, you know what I saw this week and I thought was pretty gosh darn amazing.
What did you see?
I hate Crash Craddock. I'm sure he's not listening, but I hate Crash Craddock. Robert Craddock, he's a fucking cricket writer. He writes for. He's just a dick. He's always on Fox Sports. He's the guy that's like, I've covered
like
over.
You know him.
I've covered over 150 tests, which pretty much means I've watched 150 games of cricket.
Yeah,
which is like, whoa, what a claim, you know?
Yeah, I too. If it was my job to watch cricket, I'd probably watch a few games of cricket.
It's pretty much the reason why I do this, because it's like I'm never an expert. I feel like that guy acts like he is an expert on cricket, whereas he's not. And I hate when they get high money. Anyway, he's got a show that I actually don't mind, which is called Cricket Legends. And it's doing
after
Cricket
all
Legends.
That, that's yes. like that's like finding out that you enjoy a one-on-one show of Phil Gould, and just be like,
I think I might not mind that.
Yeah, wow,
Phil Gould.
What would that show be called? Somebody beat Feeling Gould,
and I'm feeling Gould.
I feel Gould.
Turtle.
Feel Gould.
Feel Gould.
The Phil Gould show of the year. What is
Feel Gould?
Feel Gould.
Cool. But anyway, no, he was interviewing Terry Alderman, and
right.
Like I know a few things about a few cricketers, but I hadn't really read up much on Terry Alderman. I obviously know Terry Alderman. I know he's a great swing bowler, blah blah blah. But I didn't really watch much about his career. He had a pretty wicked career, man. He was around during the Lily times, and he was kind of like Lily's little wingman, like the up and comer. And he had like a real,
the foil.
He had a bit of a injury, a breakdown, or, you know, he was told he might not bowl. And the thing that caused it, and this is what I want to talk about, like how crazy and how much things have changed. I didn't think it was a game at the Wacker. I might be wrong, but there was a game where supporters have run on the field past Terry Alderman as he's running past, punched Terry Alderman in the face. Terry Alderman's chased after him, tackled him, like got him on the ground, and then as they're wrestling, like dislocated his shoulder real hard. And like Dennis Lilly came over and got this dude in a chokehold. Like, if you want to look, it's hectic to look up. Oh, I didn't even know that happened. And it supposedly like ruined this guy's career, and he was supposedly out. But then he came back in 89. The 89 Ashes series is such a good Ashes series. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I brought it up. Like, if anyone Vintage gets a chance, Ashes. If you want to have a look at good cricket, good quality battle between bat and ball between Australia, England, just a good test series, 89. Australia, when they left, Tony Gregg, and another cool story that Terry Alderman spoke to Tony Gregg, and he said, mate, why the these guys from the 89 Australian series, they don't even look at me. They won't talk to me. And he's like, Tony, don't you remember saying that we were the worst Australian team to ever leave? Apparently he did this article that had like pictures of them, like too old, like only done three series, never made any runs, or three Ashes series, and all this like real hectic stuff. So it was like this Australian team was like, the worst that ever left the shore, and they ended up winning 3-0. Or that was a real dominant series, and Terry Alderman took 41 wickets in a 5-test series. Like, everyone got hard over Mitchell Johnson's 34-wicket series. He took 41.
I'd like to make that a regular segment on the podcast going into the next season, like a game you should check out, one that's
absolutely
like from
I
the
think
past.
That's great.
Yeah. Because for Ashes. Exactly that reason. It doesn't necessarily have to be resonant with anything going on at the moment.
Yeah.
But just cool stuff you should go back and watch for exciting bits of cricket. Well, like what you enjoyed about it, what you liked, you know.
Well, that was just because...
Well, that's... you even go down to like, go watch Amazing Adelaide or something. Yeah. Like, you could just like bring it down to like one specific one. But yeah, if you have an old Ashes test, that works, yeah.
But I got...
But I know you got tons. That's a great story.
Well, I just...
You got lots of 70s stuff.
Well, that was the big... There's a DVD, Cricket in the 80s, and it's called the renaissance and or the fall of the renaissance and the rise of Australian cricket or something like that. It's because in the 80s when we lost Marsh, Lilly and Chappell, it was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? You know, and World Series cricket was kind of over and it was, you know, the integration was back, but we were kind of not as good. We were dominated by the West Indies. We played the West Indies so many times. The West Indies were just impossible to beat, especially in Australia. They loved playing in Australia because so much bounce and everything. So we got dominated and then we had so many retirements. A lot was put on AB's shoulders and he had to sort of carry everything. And that's why he got the captain grumpy, because everything fell on his shoulders. Kim Hughes gave it up because he was kind of abused by Australian cricket. Greg Chappell kind of broke down because cricket in itself was just insane. They'd play a test match during the week and 2 1 days on the weekend. And he, that was that. It was awesome to hear on another crash crate. There was Richard Hadley and he was talking about, sorry, I didn't mean to. It was Richard Hadley and he was talking about the underarm incident. And he was saying how Greg Chappell had to deal with it, and that it was he was funny to hear him how understanding he was of that incident, even though he would have been fuming about it.
Mm.
But it was because they were just so mentally broken at that time. The reason why he did the underarm is because New Zealand needed 6 to tie. It wasn't like, oh God, I want to win so badly. It was if they draw that game, if they tie it, there's going to be another game have to be played. Greg Chappell was like, I am so fucking wrecked. I just want this game to end and I want to not have to buy on a break. And that's what it was. So that's what it was. And Richard Hadley was the one sitting there saying that. And you're like, wow, that's really cool to see how like the cricket administrators have been seriously.
That's a good example of the
they've been terrible, the really, establishment, over history. Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're getting it wrong.
Yeah, and that's
and people put blame on the players. It's like you can't get mad at the staff.
No.
So just
I mean, Greg Chappell admits he didn't handle that well, but he was a broken man.
Mm.
He was a broken man, and it's cool to hear that the forgiveness and the compassion, the understanding of the guys who were directly impacted by it. Because when you think about professional sports, one loss, you could lose your career. Career could be, I mean, back then there wasn't as much money in it, sure, but you still would have been what they wanted to do as a career. That's why it's so cutthroat. I just think that's a great story. I think that's an awesome story.
Maybe we could do one episode a season or whatnot as like a Sporting Woods presents this series. So you can sort of do like a context of it.
Special features. That'd be pretty cool.
Even like as a full episode, if there's nothing like
special, you know, feature to the podcast.
That'd be pretty cool. I like that.
Like you could do a whole season where it's each episode is a different game, but that's a lot of effort, I feel. Sporting as opposed mold. To just like this episode, we're going to really talk about this one in detail and what led up to it, what happened during it, and what it meant for cricket in the future.
Well, I guess.
Could you like dub and get bits of the cricket in there?
If you told me which bits, I mean, I'm not going to go sit through.
I could know where they are.
You just record that
because I think the reason.
Oh wait, we could just.
Yeah, because there are
We're not making any cash.
You know, there'd be kids that are getting into cricket. There are kids that are getting into cricket because of the Big Bash. That's good, but we want them to also understand where cricket's come from. Why these guys are available to get $1 million for 6 weeks' work is because these guys made cricket what it is. And I heard Warnie go on about that. He was talking about the, making the World Series stats go on to, you know, say like Ian Chappell played World Series cricket. His statistics now when he played for Australia don't include those World Series statistics. And Warnie was saying the other day that he thinks that they should, because they were legitimate tests because the best players were playing in them. And that's really, and that was the best quality, which meant that was the best quality cricket going around at the moment at the time. So that made it a legitimate test, which you could probably debate it for a while, but that's what I mean. The point is that these people took chances there on their careers, on their lives, because they loved the game to try and make it good. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about Test cricket remaining. It, you know, if people don't, if it's not their cup of tea, fine, but still appreciate where it came from. Change is good. I like change, but you got to still appreciate what makes the game good and why it got to where it is. It's because of this version. That's what made it good. Anyways, I'm not going to keep ranting on that. Season 3 Sporting Woods, I'm excited for. It's going to be, we've reconsidered whether we're going to Sporting Woods over the limited overs, and we've made an executive decision, all of us, that we will continue to not.
Yes.
But if it tickles our fancy and we want to talk about stuff. We'll talk about whatever we want, so don't try and hold us back.
What?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
coming up?
Even with your wonderful comments that you're leaving on Facebook that we totally understand what they are.
I like them. I don't know what they mean, but I love them.
What's coming up? What's to look forward to in the world of cricket? What are you excited about this 2020 year, 2016?
World Cup is coming up, but as far as what we're, I guess, concerned, as far as tests, would be the Australia New Zealand.
I'm excited to see how this South Africa England series wraps up.
Absolutely.
Because I'm assuming this game, if both teams are declared for 600, is going to be a draw. So, but England won the first one, so his next test, the third test, is going to be pretty good. I think
it's very interesting for those two teams because they both come off series whitewashes. South Africa lost 3-0 to India, and England lost 2-0 to Pakistan. So that's where the two last ones come off. And then they've come back, and then this series in South Africa, they're all making runs. It's great. It's great to see.
Fucking hell. I didn't know England lost 2-0 to Pakistan.
2-0 to Pakistan, and South Africa lost 3-0.
Where? In Dubai?
In Dubai. Well, in Pakistan. Well, yeah. No, yeah, it was definitely in Pakistan or in, you know, like Dubai. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
True.
Yeah,
they lost 2-0. I guess the impressive thing that for me impressive. About England is that they're doing it without James Anderson.
Mm. Yeah, that's
like Broad's
good.
Leading the attack, and he's doing a pretty good job. I don't know. They look pretty good.
You know, they did top 600 odd runs.
Yeah, so that's true.
You can't be too.
I don't know. It's going to be, but yeah, that third test is going
to
be
game to watch.
Yeah. So season 3, it's going to be. We'll be talking about Australia, New Zealand, the Australia series of New Zealand. I hope New Zealand put up. I'm sure they will. It'll be a closer. Yeah, it'll be a much closer. But they have lost McCullum, which, you know, he didn't perform that well out here.
I think
anyway,
that they've got their shining light in Kane Williamson. Yeah, no doubt. And I think that's going to be its.
Yeah, he's their future.
Their future.
Yeah. Well, a couple young bowlers, too. So yeah,
what I find myself wanting, which we might have to do at the end of next year, is like stats for the whole year.
Ooh.
Number of balls thrown in the name of cricket.
I thought you meant by us, like the amount of times Luke burps.
Yeah,
balls
yeah.
thrown in the name of cricket.
You like, mean like I how mean, many overs have occurred? Like,
from 20. The 1st of January 2015 to the 31st of December 2015.
You want to know how many
professional ball. Games of cricket were played and how many balls were thrown?
Oh my so God. Much, Matt.
I'm if sure you want to know that. No, I'm sure somebody has done it. Surely.
I'm sure Google can do it for us.
Yeah.
But how many games? Google
but that's
Siri,
what I want.
Siri could. Siri?
And then I want bets on whether they're going to be more this year or less, or if people are going to hit more sixes or less sixes.
You're going to make me sit down and work out who we're playing.
No, I'm going to make somebody else do it.
Okay. That's something we can do.
Okay.
We have a bet on how many sixes will be hit in the T20 World Cup.
How long does it go for? 6 weeks? Man, I only know that it's a thing, all right? That's all I know about
it. It's in March, man.
When is it? I don't care.
Who's playing?
When I turn on the television and Zimbabwe is playing.
How many
New
teams
Zealand?
Are there? It'd be like, what, 8 teams? 10?
I don't know, so 10 teams.
Now you're saying.
Oh, mate, I didn't at any point say that I did know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Don't touch that button.
Touch the other.
My point is that we have.
Stop it!
We have a bet on how many sixes will be hit in the
2020?
More than one.
I'd say like 300 or 400.
Wow.
60.
Get out. All right. I'm going to say 390.
Well, in this big bash, there's been... Not now. We will do it when we get up.
So. Oh, okay. Well, that's my prelim score. As it get the old sharpened...
prelim score.
As you get closer to the event.
All right. All righty.
I don't think, as well, we should, like, shouldn't finish the episode without mentioning that, like, you know, if you're going to bring it up with your Reddit fans, but not your woodies, your loyal listening woodies.
Right.
Luke asked his wonderful girlfriend... to marry him.
I did. Yeah, that's right.
She said yes.
Yay.
That was pretty good.
He did it. Yes.
Yay.
He's an adult with a real big boy responsibilities.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're going to have to get her on the podcast or?
I don't know.
Like,
if we
what,
do
what is she marrying into?
She knows what she's marrying into, I think, at this stage. Seeing as it's like, I couldn't help myself when the cricket was on for the test and we actually were getting time on the test at the MCG. And then at night, the big bash started. And I thought it was funny on the first night to be like, oh, look, oh, there's cricket on as well. It's like we watched cricket the whole day. And it was like, oh, it's more cricket. Do you like cricket? And she's like, I'll fucking kill you. Like, you can see it in her eyes. It was great. Because she doesn't mind it. And she walked past every now and then and she'll go, shut. It's like, it's good.
That's enough.
So she's like, oh, no, it's enough.
It is. That's
so,
all you need.
Yeah, she'll sit there and she'll let me watch cricket, and I love that. So, yes, no, I love Katie, and yes, we get married next year. So,
congrats, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Katie's Quarter would be a great segment.
Katie's Quarter. Katie's it would corner. Be like the music. Maybe she could break down the Come On, Aussie, Come On. It's like into like the, now this is why we love it as a thing. She's into music, guys.
Yeah, who isn't?
I say guys exclusively, at least.
Oh, don't decrade. We're starting the Chris Gayle thing again.
No, no, no,
come on,
no.
We went so long. Starting,
I know.
Oh,
I know. So wait, we got to get out of here. Bye. All right, see you next season. Bye.
Words and then make like a bye.
I've been whinging about going to Mackie D's and getting a Coke instead of getting a Coke, getting a bottle of water because that's just a healthier thing to do and you should drink more water, which is what I've done there.
Right, okay.
But forever, it's always been that you have to pay extra to have water than a medium Coke. Like a bottle of water costs more. It's like another 35 cents to 85 cents, depending on the McDonald's, to get a bottle of water instead of thing. And I always thought that was outrageous. It's like, that's why this country's fat. Because like we can get Coke cheaper than water. When that happens, we're stuck. So now...
Okay.
They're there and they go...
How are you going to tie this back in? I'm really excited to see how you bring this back into what we were just talking about.
Watch me rope it in.
Okay, good.
What it is that they... oh, I had it.
Oh, I broke it. I did. I broke it. Oh, man.
Oh, no. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. Give me a sec.
I got to uppercut myself.
You do. You do. You had me.
Yeah. Want to play cricket? I love cricket. I love the bats and balls. I love the umpire's calls. Because I like cricket. I like cricket. Thank you. That's my song.